Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, though, we want to say good afternoon to Brandon Copeland. He is a linebacker for our Atlanta Falcons, and he's been in the league for a while. I almost want to bring you on, Brandon, and go, time now for business talk with Brandon Copeland. Right. What's going on, man?
I cannot complain. How y'all doing?
We have a couple of guys when they come on the show. We always joke around with Foyer when he comes on there. Like, we joke the collective IQ of the program has just been raised.
Yeah,
Carl,
man.
And Brandon's
on. He went to a safety school. Let's just make sure we know that. No.
Hey, man,
let's, the real athletes are.
No doubt. And we will talk to Brandon about all his off-the-field things that he's got going on, which are kind of incredible, to be quite honest with you. But let's talk first some football, man. And Mike and I thought, Brandon, the defense did the job. I know you guys are trying to forget about what happened last Thursday night, but you guys held tight. I thought, you know, holding them down to 13 points for a majority of the game was what we needed to do. Offensively, we couldn't get anything going. How do we turn the page and go down to Jacksonville and get a win?
Yeah, I mean, everything in football, as you know, is just a one play and always a next play mentality. So, like you said, we got to turn the page. We got to gel as a unit. We got to play complementary football together, special teams, defense, offense included, right? Play the field position game. But ultimately, we know, you know, we trust our offense. We know that they'll step up, and they've bailed us out of some tough situations in the past as well. So, you know, it's a team sport. We'll bounce back together this weekend.
Yeah, I know that it's been a struggle. I know that this team, and we've talked about, you know, labels like rebuild, and some people don't like to hear that. But what is your take on this? I know we had to flip the roster over. You're a first-year player on this football team. The young guys learning. Is it just a process and trust the process with Arthur Smith?
Yeah, it's just a process. You know, I understand that, you know, people on the outside like to call things rebuild. But I can tell you from a veteran standpoint, a nine-year veteran, you know, I don't have time to rebuild, right? Every man out here is trying to win and trying to feed their families and trying to do their best to not only keep a job but to earn respect around the league and around this organization. So, you know, again, it's a one play, one game at a time thing. And you know, we got a chance to kind of debrief after the Thursday night game. And we, fortunately, with how the season has gone, we still have an opportunity. So we've shown flashes. Now we just got to make sure that these flashes aren't flashes anymore, and they are become our identity as a team.
Brandon Copeland, our guest, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Congratulations on your newborn. A couple of weeks ago,
you
welcomed
so
your second child into the world, Braylon. So congratulations on that. You have an interesting perspective, absolutely, on the Falcons. Your grandfather played for the Falcons in the 70s. Is that right?
Yes, sir. He played 11 years, and his last season was with the Atlanta Falcons. And, you know, to be honest with you, yesterday they showed me some film of him that I had never seen myself. You know, I'd seen some of the old, you know, highlights of Super Bowl seasons. He won a Super Bowl V with the Baltimore Colts. He lost to Joe Namath in Super Bowl III. But, you know, I'd seen some highlights from some of those games, but I had never seen him getting around on the field in that red Atlanta Falcons jersey. So, you know, it's an honor. It's a pleasure to be able to walk in his footsteps, so to speak. And it just, you know, it's a blessing to me and my family. It's pretty cool.
That really is cool, man. As we're talking with Brandon Copeland here on the WadeForIt.com hotline. He's got a new podcast, basically covered it all, Carl. As we said, this man is a raconteur, an entrepreneur. and I mean, really, guy's got a lot of things going on, man. What is the podcast all about? I know it's a whole lot more than football.
Yes, sir. It's called Money, Music, Culture. For me, I'm a financial education advocate and consultant. Off the field, which I know sounds crazy to some people, but, you know, I realized when I came into the NFL, a lot of people started approaching me to talk to me about money, and some people wanted my money for good. Some people hoped I was another dumb football player or another dumb athlete, to be honest with you. And I remember facing some of the biggest decisions in my life, buying my first home, you know, buying my first car, buying versus leasing a car, all those types of things, my credit score, right? And I had no idea what was going on. I've been, fortunately, I've been to some of the best schools in the country. So I just thought that that was wrong. And so we worked hard to create a class called Life 101. We've also worked hard to find interesting ways to talk to people about money, because to be honest with you, sometimes my eyes, you know, peel over, you know, talking about banking interest rates and checking account interest rates. So Money Music Culture, we use music to talk about some of our favorite financial education tips. So, you know, when Beyonce or Jay-Z talk about equity in their songs, right, we break down what that actually means, what ownership in a company means, how you actually could purchase a stock or shares, and how you can create generational wealth, not just for yourself, but for your family. And also, let me take a step back, not just generational wealth, because it's not about that. It's about creating financial freedom for yourself so that you don't have to do anything you don't want to do in this world, because you have created the financial foundation for yourself and your family. So Money Music Culture, please check it out on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple.
That's my genius, Bill. So many guys, Braylon, specifically young black men who don't come from money, don't know how to manage it. And to hear you talk about that, and we always think, wow, they're making X amount of money. What are they doing with all this money? How easy is it from your perspective to go through $1 million? Seriously, how easy is it?
Easy.
It's easy, right?
Easy. I know that sounds crazy to a lot of people, but, you know, you got to think for most people in life. I use this analogy, right? If you were I'm from Maryland, from Baltimore, Maryland. At 16 years old is the legal driving limit. You know, imagine at 16 years old, somebody just throwing you keys to a car. You've never driven before, never seen a red light, never seen a stop sign. And you get on the highway or the beltway, which is what we call it where I'm from, right? That's going to go pretty bad, right? And now we're not driving, but we're young people and we're getting $1 million. We're getting multi-millions of dollars, and it's our first times, and no one's ever taught us about money. And again, imagine how bad that goes, and we've seen it's gone bad in the past. So again, it's pretty easy to go through $1 million, because $1 million is not really $1 million. 50% of that is gone, right? And then you're trying to take care of your friends, your family, and again, it's just easy to not understand budgeting, investing, putting your money to work for you. And also, a lot of guys coming to the NFL not really understanding the task that this job is, to stay in the league for long periods of time, right? So we kind of bank on, oh, I'm going to be like the other guy who's played 12 years. When you really take a step back and look at the locker room, that's few and far between. So, and again, it's just a learning curve and a learning lesson. It's not our fault as athletes. I think it's the school system's fault, not to point the finger, but ultimately that's what we're trying to do with the classes that we're creating and really the conversations that we're creating. We're not talking at people. We're not lecturing people. We're just building and growing and learning together so that we all can, again, create that, reach our own financial goals.
Great stuff. Brandon Copeland's with us, guys. Falcons linebacker here as we're getting ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Carl, we just had the conversation about NFL expansion. Can I throw some questions about our man, since he is more qualified than anyone to speak to it? What would you think, Brandon, about how the Players Association would feel about a team was based in England or Europe, where you're in a completely different tax bracket? For athletes, it might be taxed through the nose on something like that. How would that go down?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I understand the NFL is a business, and, you know, obviously most businesses in this country and in the world are trying to grow, so expansion is inevitable. But yeah, I think that's tough, right? You know, that's a long flight back and forth, you know, every week, every other week, and you know, that's a lot, especially with guys with families and things like that. So obviously, you know, who am I? I'm just an employee, but I do think that that's a tough task, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened one day.
Brandon, we want all our guys to be stars on the field. I think you're a star off the field, and I think that may be even more influential when it's all said and done. Your foundation called Beyond the Basics, you guys went to Publix and bought out groceries for 2 hours this week? Where'd you guys do that
at? Yeah, we went to Publix at Cascade Crossing this week, and, you know, we were fortunate, you know, got some amazing teammates here. Mike Davis, John Kaminsky, Mike Pinnell, you know, all supported that event, and we went out there and literally, like you said, gave, had 2 hours. The all the groceries in the store were on us, so that ended up adding up to about $22,000, which was awesome. And to be quite honest with you, you know, I was talking with John Kaminsky earlier. You know, those types of things are those those type of events are things that you kind of personally, like, we dream about as children, right? Mm. To be able to do something like that, put a smile on people's faces. You know, I'm away from my grandparents right now, but, you know, I saw some older young women, and, you know, some of them literally had tears in their eyes after we did what we did. And again, I think that, you know, for us, that's legacy. That's what this thing is all about. 'Cause, you know, no offense to any athlete out there, but if I asked you who the starting safety was for the New York Giants in 2007, you might take you some time. But, you know, those people that are getting out there in the community and helping people, those people that they help remember that person's name for forever. So, again, that's what we're trying to do, is just make sure that our legacy here in Atlanta lasts far beyond our playing years, because that's guaranteed to be over one day.
Man, great stuff. I hope everybody's taking this in. And, Brandon, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, man, because I know we always think it's just a guy with a helmet and that's the number on his back, and there's so much, you know, off the field and so many. And unfortunately, in the NFL, like any other sport, it's usually the bad stuff that gets the ink, as opposed to all the altruistic stuff that you guys do on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, that's why I'll applaud you guys for taking the time to highlight this stuff, because, like you said, you see all the negative stories, and it's easy for people to see the ticker or a headline and just loop us all into one category. But there's so many guys doing great things, not only for their communities, their team communities, but also their communities back home. So really appreciate you guys highlighting this. And, you know, I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and hopefully, if you are cooking, I hope you don't burn the house down.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, you on Tesla? Holler at me later. Holler at me after the show. Never mind. Don't worry about that. Brandon Copeland, good luck on Sunday, man. Thank you for stopping by on Dukes and Bell.
Thank you all. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.